Okay, well, again, welcome to the call tonight, everybody. I'm thrilled that you're here with us tonight, and I've got some great information, at least I think it's great information, that I'm going to be sharing with you this evening. I know it's information that many of you have asked me to talk about, and so I figured tonight we're going to go ahead and talk about the skin. We're going to talk about skincare products, and most importantly, I want to talk about the various skin types and how to really properly recommend the right products to your customers. So, you know, we have three pretty much basic skin types. We have the dry, we have the combination, and we have the oily. So let's start with the dry skin first, okay? So the dry skin people, we have mildly dry skin people, and then we have more severely dry skin people. And this is the easiest probably person to work with is your dry skin customer. If they are mildly dry, you would, of course, recommend our gentle cleanser, the gentle freshener, and our gentle moisturizer. If they're having more severe issues with dryness, where the skin feels tight, then you would recommend the gentle cleanser, freshener, and the intense moisturizer. So how can you determine if someone is dry? Well, as a consultant, it's really important that you learn to ask questions when you are with your customers at a show or doing a one-on-one. You need to really not go by what they tell you. And I'm going to say that again. Do not go by exactly what they tell you, because if they say that they're, and this affects more of the combination skin than any of the other skin types, but you really need to ask some questions. For example, if their skin is dry, it will tend to feel tight. So I always ask my customers, well, does your skin feel tight? For example, when you get out of the shower and you don't have any moisturizer on your skin, do you find that your skin feels tight and you need to put on moisturizer right away? Well, if they say yes, well, then we know that their moisturizer is not working. If your moisturizer is working, you should be able to take a shower and you should be able to go without moisturizer for a good hour before your skin starts to feel tight and dry. So that's a really good sign that whatever brand of moisturizer that they're currently using is not fully hydrating their skin. Another thing to look for, and again, you're asking questions and you're looking at their skin because you need to be recommending to them what products you feel are going to really be beneficial for their skin type. So the other thing you look for when you're dealing with a dry skin person is pore size. Are their pores small where you can barely visibly see them? If so, they tend to be more dry. An oilier skin type will have much more of an open pore look. What about itchiness? Many times people who have drier skin, especially those that tend to be more severely hydrated, what sometimes tell you, well, their skin itches. And you're going to find this more so as we head into the fall and winter months. Another thing to look out for with dry skin is flakiness. The skin looks dull. It looks flat. A lot of times dry skin complexions, they don't have a glow. They have a very dry, flat look. So those are some of the things that you need to be tuning into when you're working with your customers and ask questions and look at the skin and really discuss the issues that they're having. And again, if they're moderately dry, then you're going to recommend the gentle cleanser, and more severely dry, the intense. Now, sometimes this is something that can happen, and this is not rare. Most moisturizers on the market today are lubricants. They coat the skin, giving the artificial feeling of moisture. It's as if you would put Vaseline on your face if you had dry skin. The dryness would immediately feel better. You're not doing anything to solve this dry skin issue, but you're coating the skin. And most moisturizers today, because they are oil-based, meaning whether it be a synthetic oil, such as mineral oil, or even a natural oil, many of your moisturizers today contain lots of oil, sesame oil, wheat germ oil, olive oil. Oil is oil, and oil is coating to the skin. It may deliver. Some oils do have the ability to deliver some vitamins into the skin, but oils primarily coat the skin. And when you think about it, always remember that everything living needs moisture, and the true form of moisture is not oil, it is water. And your skin is comprised of over 80% of water anyway. So one of the keys to keeping the skin young and healthy and plump and wrinkle-free is to replenish the moisture loss that we all lose every single day. The sun, the wind, the heat, air conditioning, the environment that you in, that you're in, whether you're out at play or at work, all these things will evaporate. The moisture in your skin always will evaporate. So the key is replenishing the moisture to your skin at the subcutaneous level, which is a deeper layer of the skin. And how we accomplish that in Labrie is we have humectants in our moisturizers. Aloe is a natural humectant. Hyaluronic acid is one of the most powerful humectants. Hyaluronic acid has the ability to hold its weight 1,000 times in water to the skin. So that's why we always add a small amount of water to our moisturizer, especially for the gentle and for the intense. Now, on occasion, you will have a customer who has been using products that have been lubricating her skin. So when she starts Labrie, her skin may initially feel a little drier. Perhaps this has even happened to you. Your skin, in reality, is not drier. It's just that you're not feeling it topically yet, because Labrie products work from the inside out. So the moisture level is being built up underneath the skin, and once that moisture level is completely up to the top, to the surface, then you'll start to feel it more topically. Okay, so that's important to know. If you're when you're following up with your customers and someone says, well, you know, I've been using the products now for a week, but my skin is feeling drier, that in many cases is very normal. And it all depends on what she was using or he was using on their skin prior to starting Labrie. Because you have to always remember that Labrie is corrective, and it will undo what many products have created. There are a lot of products today that will actually create a skin condition. Some people in reality really don't have dehydrated skin, but the products that they were using over a period of time will make their skin become dehydrated because they're not getting enough moisture, which is water, into the skin. Nothing replaces water. That's the secret of keeping the skin plump and wrinkle-free, whether you're 35 or 80, it doesn't matter. An 80-year-old person can use Labrie in half their face, and they will find that after a week or so, the side that they've been using the Labrie will look have more of a glow. The lines will not look as defined. Okay, so the key thing to do when you have a customer like that, whose skin, who they tell you, well, geez, you know, my skin is feeling drier since starting Labrie, is you need to have her layer her moisturizer. And just for about a week or so. And this is a much faster way of building up the moisture content of her skin. And how that works is you have her put on her moisturizer and you have her add a small amount of water. And, of course, her hydrating mist is really so much more more potent and better for her to use on her skin. So you have her spray on some of the hydrating mist, have her work it into the skin, and then let it sit for a minute, and then they need to go back and add some additional moisture on top of that. And that is called layering. And that works really well for those people who have very dehydrated skin, or they're telling you their skin is feeling drier. Okay, so that kind of covers some of the basics of dry skin. And I know some of you may have questions. And if you do have some questions after the call tonight, you can always, talk to Renee or shoot us an email. We'll be happy to answer some other questions that you might have. So let's move on to the combination skin type, because most people will tell you that they have combination skin type. When you ask them, well, what is your skin type, they will say, well, I have combination skin. That generally, believe it or not, is not the case. I have found in the many years that I've been teaching skincare that either they tend to be more oily than combo, or they tend to be more dry. So here's what to look for when someone tells you that they have combination skin. Do not immediately recommend our combination trio to them. You need to ask some questions. The first question is, when someone says they have combination skin, is I ask them, well, do you break out? Do you have issues with blemishes? And if they say yes, then right away I'm going to move her into the oily category. Because if you give someone the combination skin care system and they tend to be more oily than combo, they're probably going to have more issues with breaking out. The gentle moisturizer will be way too rich for their skin. So when anyone says to you that they have combination skin, but they have issues with breaking out, do not give them the combo. Lean towards the deep pore system. The other thing to look for is when someone tells you they have combination skin is look at the pores. Are the pores open? When you look at the pores, do you see embedded impurities like little black dots, which of course are blackheads, or little white bumps? One of the things that I actually did when I was out teaching skincare is I took a magnifying glass with me, and it really helped me better decipher if the person that I was working with had an issue of clogged pores or not. And if a combination skin type person who says she's combo, when you look at her skin through the magnifying glass, you'll be much more clearly able to see that, wow, these pores are way more open and there's impurities in here. So by giving her the combination skin type, it would be way too rich for her skin. You're better off starting her with the deep pore system, with the oil-free moisture lotion, and then have her work the oil-free lotion in with a small amount of water or, of course, better yet, our hydrating mist. So the trickiest skin type of all, in my opinion, to work with or to figure out what trio you're going to give her is the combo. But you can get over that by asking questions and really taking a very close look at the skin. My message today is to tell you don't just go by what people say, okay? Because most people don't know. They need to hear from you. You know, that's you're their consultant. You need to be guiding them. And if you're new in LeBra, you're going to find that in time this becomes very easy. There's a lot of great information in the Learning Center on that, on skin types. But it's really just about looking at the skin and asking questions. Okay, the other skin type is the oily skin type. Now, there are skins that are just oily, and then we have skins that are excessively oily, and then we have skin types that are oily and blemished. So if someone has just a basic oily skin, you would, without blemishes, or maybe they just break out during that time of the month, a hormonal issue or a stress issue, then the deep pore system would be the trio that you would want to recommend to them. Now, if someone is excessively oily, but they really don't have a lot of breakouts and the pores aren't too large, I would still go and recommend the deep pore system with the oil-free moisture lotion. If someone is excessively oily with blemishes, where they tend to break out not just once in a while, but it tends to just be a weekly occurrence for them, then you would definitely want to recommend our deep pore system with the aloe jelly. The aloe jelly is healing to the skin, and aloe does moisturize the skin, but it will not over-moisturize. The key to getting oily skin to calm down is to bring balance to the skin. And what most products do when addressing oily skin is they tend to dry the skin out because, you know, people want this dry feeling. And what happens over a period of a couple of weeks when you're using products that are extremely drying is the skin becomes sensitive. The skin becomes irritated. And that's because the pH balance of the skin is being disrupted by harsh ingredients. The only way that you can calm down an oily skin type is to bring balance to the skin. And the only way that you can do that is to put moisture, which is water, and healing nutrients back into the subcutaneous layer of the skin. You know, years ago, people used alcohol straight on a cotton pad, trying to dry up the oily complexion, or some people will use really harsh drying type of masks to combat the oil. And the bottom line is, you know, you cannot stop your oil glands from functioning. If we could do that, well, we'd have no issue with oily skin, but that's just not going to happen. So most skin, what happens if it's constantly being dried out, because the skin needs moisture, but it has to be water, not an oily moisture. So what happens over time, the skin rebels. because the skin has been abused. The pH has been disrupted. The pH is never correct. So now the skin becomes what is called sensitive. And that was created through the use of products that are too harsh, or perhaps the individual was using a hodgepodge, which is never a good idea with any skincare program, is to mix products, because nothing is synergistic and nothing is working together. So the only way that we can really control an oily complexion is to bring balance, and that's what Labrie products do. When you're working with someone who has a more severe skin type, whether it be an acne complexion or a psoriasis or an eczema, it's really important to let them know that they need to use the products for at least 8 weeks. You know, we say that, you know, we have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and most people will see a wonderful, positive change in their skin within those 30 days. However, when someone comes to us and they already have a skin condition of some type, and perhaps they've had that condition for years, Labrie products can't undo something in 30 days that's been an issue for someone for many times 2, 3, 4, 5 years. So it's important that you talk with your customers and you help them understand that you'll be there for them and that you'll work with them, but they need to really give the products anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks. And again, this is for people who tend to have more of these challenging skin types versus someone that just has a basic dry or oily complexion. This really applies more so to people with acne, with psoriasis and eczema. And we've had a tremendous, wonderful track record with helping people who have psoriasis and rosacea. I myself has rosacea and, of course, eczema. Acne can be a little tricky because you have to remember that there are many things that can cause acne. Hormonal imbalances is one. Genetics. If it's in the family, you know, and it's the genes. I mean, if it's something that's causing, something internal that's causing someone to have acne, Labrie products can help speed the healing of the blemishes, but we can't always solve the acne problem. And the more cystic acne is probably the trickiest of all to work with. And yes, we've had success with some people. So that's why it's important as consultants that when you're working with someone that has a little bit more of this severe skin type, that you remain in touch with them. They will want and they will need your support. And really, a good consultant will follow up with her customer. I know it's something that I did so that I could help them get over that hump. And it's so worth it. It's so rewarding. That's one of the most things that I loved about what I do is helping people and just being there for them and letting them know that, you know, their skin is responding. Sometimes you may have to make a little bit of an adjustment in their routine, but it's important to always follow up and stay in even closer contact with those customers of yours that are having some of these skin issues. The other thing that I wanted to talk about tonight, too, is that when you're doing a show or a one-on-one, it's important that your customers start on a system, meaning that they really need to start on the cleanser, the freshener, and the moisturizer. And if you're doing a show and someone says, well, you know, I'd like to start with your moisturizer and I'd like to finish up with my cleanser, I am going to encourage you to refuse the sale. Now, here's why, okay? If she continues with brand A cleanser and she takes home her Labrie moisturizer and maybe a few of other skincare products and she doesn't see the results, it could be that she blames our products. Well, she's not using our system. And what I used to do when I did a show and someone said, well, you know, I still have so much of my cleanser left. Why don't I start with your moisturizer and I'd like to start with your scrub? I simply looked at my client and I said, you know, I care about you. I'm not here today just to make a sale. And I want you to get the benefits that we talked about today. And that's not going to happen if you hodgepodge. You shouldn't be hodgepodging anything when it comes to skincare. It's okay if you want to mix your blush or your eyeshadows or your lipstick. Those are not treatment products. But if you are looking for optimum results, what I'm going to say to you today is that use up your cleanser and then you come back and see me when you're ready to start on the trio. And I would have to tell you that 8 out of 10 times when I said that to my customers, they would rethink it and they go, oh, okay, well, let me start then with the system. Okay, that you have to think about it because you don't want someone coming back to you and saying, well, it's not working, and they're using somebody else's cleanser and somebody else's toner, or perhaps no toner at all. So teach your customers that products, especially skincare, they have to work together. And if you haven't had a chance yet to watch our new show DVD, I'm going to encourage you to do that as soon as possible because our consultant in that DVD does a wonderful job of stressing the importance of using a system and not mixing products. That is really key in having people see the best results for their skin, and of course that's what we all want. So don't sell piecemeal. If they want to buy the foundation or a lipstick or the body scrub or the hand and body lotion, that's one thing. Even the eye repair, I could say that would be okay, but don't allow your customers just to buy one step out of our three-step system because they will not see the results that we know that they could have if they are working with the system. And it's not about just making a sale. I need to tell them that. I'm not just here to make a sale. I care about my customers, and I want you to get the best results from the Bright products that I know you can have, but they do work together. And in the show DVD, when you watch that too, you will hear the consultant talk about using a system and not hodgepodging. And if you follow what she does, if you copy what she does on that show DVD and use that same verbiage in your show, you're going to find that at the end of your show, your customers are not even going to say they want to just buy one thing. They're not even going to say that because you've already educated them as to why that's not a good idea. Okay? So no hodgepodging, and I'm going to encourage you not to sell piecemeal. The other thing that I wanted to cover in our call tonight is our new exciting eye cream. Everybody seems to be loving it, our Intense Eye Repair Cream. And we've had a few questions about what makes our Intense Eye Cream different from our Smooth and Firm Eye Repair Gel. So I would like to just touch on that a little bit. The Smooth and Firm Eye Repair Gel, of course, was our first eye care product, and it was always very popular, and it really made a difference in many of our customers. And as the company grew, and of course as our client base and our customer base and consultant base grew, I really felt that we needed another eye care product that would address the advanced signs of aging, and that is what our eye cream does. So the difference between the two, the eye gel works well on puffiness, it works well on fine lines and wrinkles, and it also works well on the upper lid if there's any crepiness there, but the Intense Eye Repair Cream, that also, in addition to working on puffiness and fine lines, it also works on dark shadows. It will do a better job on dark circles around the eye than the eye gel will do. So it's really formulated for someone who has perhaps a lot of sun damage, someone that's a little bit more mature, someone who has lost a lot of elasticity around the eye area. The eye cream, for example, would not be the product to recommend to a 20-year-old or a 25-year-old. So again, as a consultant, you have to really look at the skin around the eye of your customer. And the darker the skin, the deeper the lines, the puffier the eye, because there's different types of puffiness. Some people have puffiness from allergies. It's not something that they have every single day. It's primarily something that they deal with during allergy season. Some people have puffiness if they didn't get a good night's rest. The eye gel would work just fine for those individuals. And then there's other people that have puffiness all the time. It's just fluid that has accumulated during the years under the eye area. Because what happens as we age, the muscle tissue around the eye area becomes thin, and it begins to break down. And as that tissue breaks down, many times it also builds up with fluid, especially if people have sinus issues. And then all of a sudden we have these little bags or puffiness, and they're also called festoons. And this is something that sometimes people actually have surgically removed. But our eye cream, because it contains four very powerful peptides, in our clinical studies, it has shown to dramatically reduce darkness and bring down the puffiness. And of course, as all our products, in order to get the results that we talk about, that this has to be used twice a day, once in the morning and once at night, to see the best results. Okay, so that hopefully gives you a little bit more clarity on who to recommend the eye gel to and then who to recommend the eye cream to. Then the last thing that I'd like to talk about in the time that we have remaining tonight is the rejuvenating peel and our face and body scrub. And the key thing to remember when recommending either one of those products to your customers is that the face and body scrub is a wonderful product for those people who tend to not have any type of skin issues such as rosacea, blemishes, or sensitivity. If they don't have any of those issues, then you certainly can feel very confident in recommending our face and body scrub to those people. If they have any type of sensitivities, if they have any type of open blemishes, because if you have blemishes and if you were to use a scrub, and some people don't always work very gently when they're scrubbing. They think the harder they press and the more they put on and the more they rub, the better job that they're going to have with their scrub, and that's not the case. What can happen sometimes is you can open up the blemish, and if the blemish oozes, it can cause the bacteria to spread, and now we start getting a cluster of blemishes. So if your customer has a skin issue, blemishes, rosacea, eczema, psoriasis on the face, do not recommend the face and body scrub. That's when you need to recommend our facial peel, because it's gentle, it's healing, and it'll do a great job in removing the old dead skin cells. Because, again, we want to keep it gentle. We don't want any kind of irritation on the skin at all. So I hope that gives you just a little bit of an idea of how to work with the products. I hope it's perhaps our call tonight has made it a little bit more clear to you how to recommend the trios. And, of course, any time that you have any questions or you're not sure about something, check with your executive manager. Always get your questions answered, and if for some reason she's not able to help you, I'm going to encourage you to call the home office so that you really feel confident that when you're working with our products and recommending products to people that you're not, you know, feeling nervous about it. And if you're new on the call tonight, don't get over concerned if you feel a little confused or unsure. Everyone goes through that. I know when I started out in skincare, I wasn't always really confident either out of the gate, and that'll come with experience. But realize that there are people here to help you, to answer your questions, and the most important thing of all is that you follow up with your customers. This is really critical. I always say the fortune is in the follow-up. Don't put people on our products and then just not follow up with them. That's something that you really want to make a habit. It's a good business practice to follow. And you're going to find that it's very rewarding, because the day will come where all of a sudden people are referring people to you and they're sending you thank you cards and emails on how wonderful their skin has responded and how the Libri products have changed their life. If you haven't had a chance, go to our testimonial page, go to the Facebook page. We just have all kinds of testimonials that are flooding in every single week, and that's a really rewarding thing. So I hope you found the call helpful tonight, and I just want to thank all of you for joining me. And again, if you have questions, you'll email us at support or give Renee a call, and we'll be happy to answer any other questions that you have. Hope you have a great night, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Good night.